This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Parts of the Midwest, South, and East Coast are bracing for several inches of snow and maybe ice and sleet. The National Weather Service's Bob Orvec says the South is going to get snow.
Potential for rain changing over to snow in Memphis. Same for Nashville. Could be even some changeover to snow across far northern Georgia near Atlanta. But then for areas farther to the east from western North Carolina, northeastward through the Appalachians, northeast, it's going to be a pretty high impact event with heavy snow.
The Weather Service says parts of the Northeast will get light snow today and then maybe heavy snow in New England overnight tonight, ending on Saturday. Just days now until he celebrates 1 year in office, but President Biden took some big hits yesterday on his COVID fighting plan and his voting rights efforts. The AP's Mike Gracia has this.
The Democrats' major elections and voting rights legislation appears dead in the water after Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema announced she won't vote to change filibuster rules. After meeting with Senate Democrats, Biden vowed,
I'm going to be fighting.
Nearby at the Supreme Court, the justices ruled against the Occupational Safety and Health Administration's vaccine or test rule on U.S. businesses with at least 100 employees. The court did allow a vaccine mandate to go forward for healthcare workers at facilities that receive federal Medicare or Medicaid funding. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Tennis star Novak Djokovic is wrestling with the Australian government as he tries to stay in the country to compete in the Australian Open, which begins on Monday. This morning, Australia again revoked his visa over COVID requirements. His lawyers are expected to appeal. Retail sales were down in December, 1.9% compared with November. Consumers' headaches included product shortages, rising prices, and Omicron. This is AP News. More trouble for British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. The AP's Charles de Ledesma is in London with this story.
Boris Johnson's office has apologized to the royal family for a lockdown-breaching staff party in Downing Street on the eve of Prince Philip's funeral last year. The revelation that government staff had a gathering not in line with coronavirus restrictions is the latest in a string of rule-breaking social events that are threatening to topple the British Prime Minister. Johnson's spokesman says it's deeply regrettable that this took place at a time of national mourning, and Number 10 has apologised to the palace. The Daily Telegraph newspaper says staff drank, danced and socialised on April 16 last year. The next day, the widowed queen sat alone in the church during her husband's funeral service in order to adhere to social distancing rules. Charles de Ledesma, London.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.